Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ervin daf Mem Zayin. We are holding Mem Vav on the base. We're a little past the midway point of the page. Just to get our bearings, we had been discussing on daf Mem Vav. First, we started Mem Vav and Aleph. Focus on the call of Halacha Kedivir Amekel Be'erev. The Psak Lagai Be'erev, that we go to Kula when it comes to Machlekes and Lagai Be'erev. We spoke yesterday of four different levels of discussion. When we talk about Halacha Kedivir Amekel Be'erev, is it dafka by Darabanans? Or even by deraisas, meaning only darabanas you go lekula, or even deraisas we go lekula. If it's relevant, a deraisa by erev we go lekula. Furthermore, is it only by machlekes tanayim, or do we extend this klal even to machlekes amoraim, and then further even to machlekes apeiskim lemaisa? Do we go lekula even that far, which we seem to do? Yes. And then the last discussion that was that what if it goes in the face of a conflicting klalei apsak? For example, we had an amud beis a whole bunch of klalim that between a mayor behuda lachya behuda between a behuda beisi lachya beisi between a behuda b'shimon lachya behuda between b'shimon and a beisi or a mayor beisi certainly lachya beisi. So in those klalim, what if one of those klalim seemed to go against the klal of alacha divrei makeup erev? Which klal wins out? So these are all discussions in the Rishonim on that klal of alacha divrei makeup erev. But of course, again, that was Amud Aleph, and then Amud Beis was focused on what we just addressed. That all, who do we pass like amongst Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon? That was all conversation, and we left off with Rabbi Sharsha saying less than a klal. These klalim that were put forth by Virus Amram. Bereshem Rabbi Yechanan, he put forth a lot of these kolim. Rabbi Shashi says, "Nah, less than like how they call them, we don't hold of these kolim. We don't go with them." So the Mar is going to spend. We're going to spend the rest of this Amud Mem Vav Meis and the entirety of Mem Zayin of Aleph, a big daf, but actually it reads pretty quickly. But a large daf which goes through a few rais from Erevin and then a few rais from Shas in general. Very nice encompassing Amud where Rabbi Shashi is being rais to Rav Mishashi. What's Rav Mishashi's source? That Menat Tamer, what does Mishashi know to say we don't go with this klal? And just a heads up, the Gemara's first three or four at least rayas are going to be rayas that we seem to be not going with the klal that we said yesterday. We're going to bring rayas against the klal that we had said yesterday. Then the Gemara actually brings rayas in the opposite direction, that there's psakim that are exactly like the klalas that we said yesterday. And the whole rayas, why did you have to reiterate the psak that we already said must be the klal doesn't exist? So the first few rayas are going to be because they are in direct contrast to the klal that we said. And then the last few rayas are going to be on the contrary, rayas because they are not in contrast. They're in agreement with the klal psak that we said yesterday. But hagufa, why would you need to have a second psak to affirm something we already know from Kalei Psak? Those are going to be the different types of questions we're going to be seeing. Okay, so let's pick it up from Rabbi Sharshi had said. Rabbi Sharshi said we no longer have these klalim. Says the Amar Rabbi Sharshi, less to lahani klal. Rabbi Sharshi says we don't hold of these klalim of psak that we just listed. It's about 65% of the way down the page. How does Rabbi Sharshi know this? Maybe it's from the following Mishnah. Our Mishnah we just quoted when we give an example of a person who's stuck in his Dal Amis, or three people I should say that were stuck in the Dal Amis, and the Dal Amis of the three people, the two outer people of Dan Amis, they abut each other. The Dan Amis abuts each other, but they don't overlap at all. The person in the middle has his four Amis. Two Amis overlaps with the guy to the left. Two Amis overlaps with the guy to the right. And we said over there that the person in the middle, he can eat, he can bring food and eat with any of the two people on the other sides because he overlaps with both of them. But the two outer people cannot bring food and share with each other because their four Amis don't overlap at all. So Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, gave an example. He gave a comparison. Three Chatzeres that open up to each other, open up to Shazrabim. Irvu Shtaim Achitzainis Imer Mitzias, Himitaris Imayim, Himitaris Ima, Ushaim Achitzainis Asurazulazu. And the example Rabbi Shimon gave to make comparable to the case of the Mishnah was that you have three Chatzeris side by side, and one of them, the two outer ones, make an Erev with the inner one. So the inner one and the outer ones can each carry to and from each other. So the one, let's call it the one to the west and the one in the middle can carry to and from each other. And the one to the east, the one in the middle can carry to and from each other. But the inner one basically can carry and take things in both directions. However, the two outer chutzers there, they cannot carry and take things from their chutzer to the chutzer all the way across opposite chutzer because they have no connection to each other. That's the comparable to the two people with the Dal and Amis that don't overlap, that they can't connect with each other. Okay. The Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amarav. Halacha Rav Shimon. Rav Chama Bar Guri Amarav says, Halacha Rav Shimon. Now, the fact that you say, when the Klal is, whenever you say Halacha is like someone, it must mean there's a bar plug to someone argues, because if he's only Das, the only day on the topic, you wouldn't have to say halachas like him. Of course, halachas like him. Says Marmah Paul, who's one that argues Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda who argues Rabbi Shimon. Va'amrit, we just said a klal. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. We just said a klal. Rabbi Shimon, halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. That was one of the klalim that Rabbi Yehuda before. We pass like Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. And here we have Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya saying, you pass like Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yehuda. So the chariot's a raya that these klalim don't apply. That is Rabbi Mishash the moment to suggest. That's Rabbi Mishash's raya that we don't pass them like these klalim. Says Gemara, what's the kasha? No. These kolam, and this is going to be the same answer, we're going to use this answer three or four times in a row. These kolam were said when there's no clear psak issued in the Gemara between the Machlekes Tanayim, so we say the klal is you pass like a Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon, pass like a Beis over Yehuda, you pass like a Yehuda over a mayor. These klalim are Beis over a mayor. These klalim were said when there is no psak given. In a case where there's a clear psak was given, when a definitive psak was given on a particular Machlekes, of course that overrides the klal. The klal is there in for situations where there is no clear. There was no clear psak, on a Machlekes between various Tanayim. So the klal is we go like a Yehuda over a mayor, Yehuda over Shimon, or Beis over Yehuda. That's the klal. But if there's a clear psak in a specific machlekes, then we go like Rabbi Shimon. That's not a stira to the klal. Of course, wherever there was a member that said a clear psak, we're going to go like that psak. And again, this is obviously going to be a simple answer to many of the questions that we're about to ask. Next case. Let's say that Rabbi Sharsh's source that we don't go with these klalim is for the following Mishnah. This also, again, these first to be four rayas are Erev and rayas, and then following that, we have rayas from general, from Shas, from Nashim, from other places in Shas. So, Elamei Hadatan, another raya from a Mishnah again in Erevin. Coming up. Ir Shel Yachiv Nas Rabim, a town that's private, that became public. Marvin Eskula, you can make an Erevin the entire town. Shel Rabim Nas Shel Yachin, if it was originally public, then became private, Emarvin Eskula. The general call of this Mishnah is that you cannot make an Erev in an entire public city. You have to leave out a space that's not part of the Erev, and the Mishnah elaborates. Ir Chadasha Shibuda, Sheshba Chamisha Durim. Ke'ir. Chadasha Shibuda, Sheshba Chamisha Durim. How much do you have to leave out of the Erev in a city that used to be Rabbim, that became Yachid, but still, since the original was Rabbim and became Yachid, you have to leave out a section that's not part of the Erev, because it's considered a city that was, at least initially, a city of the Rabbim. How much do you have to leave out? The Tanakhama says, Tanakhama's Rabbi Yehuda over here. Ir Chadasha, the amount of people that will be in a small city in Yehuda, which is how many? 50 inhabitants. That amount of space that would hold 50 inhabitants. Divrei Yehuda, to Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon says, top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Shalosh Chaseres Shnei Batim. No, it's enough to set aside three Chaseres that each have two Batim. So for a smaller amount of space, you don't need a space of 50 dwellers, three Chaseres with two Batim each, that's enough to set aside and not be part of the Erev, and then your Erev is good, even in a city of the Rabbim. Again, says over there, we pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. Again, it's connected to the klal. And here it's black and white in the mission itself. Who's he arguing with? Rabbi Yehuda. Against the klal. We pasuk like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying opposite. Who's one that argues Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda argues with Amrit. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. We say when there's machlokes Rabbi Shimon, halachas like Rabbi Shimon. Same answer as before. Umay kush. What's your question? Nami. Our klal was when, for cases where a clear psak wasn't issued. When a psak isn't issued, in the Machlekes, Klal tells us, Rebuda B'Shimon, Pasuk Rebuda. When there's no Klal, when no Psak was given in any particular Machlekes, in any particular scenario of Machlekes. But when there's a clear Psak given, then of course that clear Psak overrides the Klal. And sometimes it overrides the Klal. The Klal wasn't set for those cases. The Klal was set for cases where there was no clear Psak given. Now just to quickly, just to elaborate on that Mishnah a little bit, what does it mean, Ir Shel Yachid, V'Nasa Sharabim? What's the Ir Shel Yachid, what's the Ir Shel Rabim? The Rishonim give a few to Malchim, there's many, I want to say at least maybe three or four or five Malchim. We're going to speak out three. Rashi Tesis Guys Bible has explained that a Ir Shel Yachid means a city that doesn't have 600,000 people. But this is a big topic we had in Shabbos. Is 600,000 requisite to be considered Rabbim or not? So Rashi explains over here, the Gabe, this Ir Shel Rabim or Ir Shel Yachid, any city which doesn't have 600,000 people is an Ir Shel Yachid. And that's very simple. What's Ir Shel Yachid? Shanasa's Ir Shel Rabim. It didn't have 600,000 and it grew to 600,000. That's a very, very simple scenario. How it was Ir Shel Yachid that became Ir Shel Rabim? Rabbi Natan explains Ir Shel Yachid means there were no 16 Amma wide streets. And then they went and they built out 16 Amma wide streets. So Ir Shel Yachid was when there's no 16 Amma wide streets, and if Nasa Shel Rabim was when they built out these 60 Amway streets. And the Chorah, then these things have to go the opposite way when it's Ir Shel Rabim that was saying became Ir Shel Yachid. Ramban wants to say Shel Yachid means it was owned. It was a city that was developed by a private person. He owned all the land. He developed the streets. He developed the city. It's private. That's Shel Yachid. And Shel Rabim means that he went and subsequently sold it, the rights, his rights in the city. He sold it to outsiders who bought into the city and therefore became Shel Rabim. So it means literally owned privately or not owned privately. Those are the Devachim and the Rishonim. Okay. So we said that when you have a Ir Shel Rabim, which is most cities like today are usually Ir Shel Rabims, you have to make it belongs to. I shouldn't say it really depends. It depends which Rishonim you go like. We'll see in a second. But when you have a city that belongs to the Rabim, you need to have an area separated from the Erev. You can't make Erev in the entire city. You need to make an area separate from this from the Erev, not including the Erev either. According to the more lenient approach, according to Rabbi Shimon, we said it's got to be three chatzeres of two batim. According to Buda, it has to be enough for 50 dirin, enough space for 50 dwellers. L'maisa, when we make Erevs in some of these private small cities, or call it like a bungalow colony, a small bungalow colony, it's like its own little city. It has own entrance and its own roads, own streets, own houses. It's like its own little city. And we make an Erev within a bungalow colony. Since when do we leave out a makam that is chutzala, a makam that's outside of the Erev? L'chari, we don't do it. And the shaila is why? The first of our father, why don't we makam of Ramani as the kasha? Why don't we do it? Seemingly, we neglect to do this detail of leaving out a space from an Erev Sharabim that is not part of the Erev. Now, not every Erev encompasses every part of the city, so not in a big city, it's usually not so shver because there's plenty of places that are left out. But in these smaller type of developments, like bungalow colonies or little housing subdivisions, where you make an Erev in this own, what we consider its own little town, its own city, while over there, are we not makbet to leave out a space as a frek the Magen Avraham? So according to Magen Avraham, would suggest, and some of you are jumping at the bit to say it, I can see, according to Rashi, you need 600,000 people, the question never starts. The whole requirement of being considered a Ir Shel Rabim, which requires leaving out some of it as not part of the Erev, is dafka by a real Ir Shel Rabim, which is about 600,000 people. Almost never do you have 600,000 people in these housing, these small developments, or these bungalow colonies, and therefore the question doesn't start. However, other Achwarim don't like it, because they say, Lamaisa, even though Rashi says over here, we don't typically go with that idea, Rashi, Taisus, Guys, Maimonides, we don't go with that concept that you need 600,000 to be a considered Rabbim. We go with the other explanations, and therefore they want to say that very rarely do you have that the Yachid maintains ownership of the area. It's always, opposite. Even when a Yachid sells, when you have these developments, whether it's bungalow colonies, whether it's subdivisions, even when the Yachid sells to the Rabbim and Rabbim have ownership of the area, there's usually a part that the Yachid who developed or built and maintains for himself, and since he kept part for himself, that takes away the status perhaps of Yel Shel Rabbim. But they struggle. The Achrein Vatzeli Rabbah, I think the Rabbah is one that says such a svara, but they struggle again to answer the Kash of the Magen Avraham, that for some reason it seems like we're not so particular on this idea of leaving Chutzla, and the question is why. Again, but for our purposes over here, we have another case of Machlokes Rebbe Shimon. We have a psak like Rebbe Shimon again. By the way, the same author twice in a row. Rebbe Chama Bar Guria is one of the psak like Rebbe Shimon twice in a row. And we're saying it's not a kasha against the Klal Psak, because the Klal Psak were meant for where we don't have an explicit psak like any Tana. But of course, if we have explicit psak like any specific Tana, that could be without or against. That could be not like the Klal Psak. Klal Psak only said for when there wasn't a clear psak from on any particular Machlokes. Okay, next Raya. Elam Hadatran. Let us bring a raya from another Mishnah. Aminiach, again, this is still Erevin. We're about four lines off the top of the page. Amem Zayin Malaf. Aminiach Espesai. One who leaves, this is Erev Chatzeris. One who leaves his house, Velchlish Vesperacheris. He left, a person from Chatzer, left his house, and he went to spend Shabbos in a different city. Echanachi Vech Yisrael, Yisrael, and Lemene Chatzeris. He left without joining into an Erev. So now the people in the Chatzer, they have this one bias who owns rights to the house and a right to the Chatzer, who didn't join into this Erev, he's gone for Shabbos. What does that do to the rest of the people? Says the Tanakhama, which is Divrei Meir. Or Meir says, Oislam Echatzeris. He causes an issue, the other people in the Chatzer, they can't carry into the Chatzer. They can't even make Erev Chatzeris because they don't have him to join in to make that Erev amongst all the partners, all the owners, and it's no good. No Erev for them. No, ain't no Eser. He says, they don't ask her why, because he's not in town. The person left town for Shabbos, so therefore wouldn't answer. That's Rameir. So far, says Aser. Rebbe says doesn't answer. Rebbe says it depends. Nachmi Aser, you saw in Aser. He says it depends who. If it's a Geisha, Shutef, or a Geisha, Balabayas within this Chatzer, he answers. Why? Because the guy may come back on Shabbos. Even though he left town, the guy always has the ability to come back on Shabbos, and therefore it's considered his non-joining into the Erev presents a real problem on Shabbos, and therefore, because he may come back in person, therefore it's no good. Whereas the Yid who's gone for Shabbos is Taka Gai, he's not coming back for Shabbos, and therefore it'd be okay. Similar to Rebbe saying, since he's gone for Shabbos, he need not join the Erev. That is Rebbe Yossi Shita, and the Mishnah elaborates. Nachi Eiser, Yisrael Ein Eiser. Misha Ein Dech Yisrael Lavi B'Shabbos, because the Yid will not come back on Shabbos. And Reb Shimon says, Afil Niachas Beisav Al Chlish Beis. Even if he left his house and he went to go spend Shabbos, Eitzel Bita Beis a year. He left his house and he went to spend Shabbos within the same city by his daughter. He will not ask her because he left his house. Once he leaves his house, he doesn't ask her. Even a yid in the same city who could come back still won't ask her. So we have four shitas. We have Rameir saying black blanket statement that if one of the balabatim in the chutzner, whether it's a yid, whether it's a guy, did not join in and they left town, usher. You can't make a chutzner without him. Rebbe just says, no, not a problem because they're out of town. If they're out of town, they're out of sight, out of mind, they're not part of this chutzner. That's not a problem. Rebbe basically makes a chilek, if it's a yid or if it's a guy. The guy could come back on Shabbos, therefore it's a problem, even if he's out of town. The yid won't come back on Shabbos, therefore it's not a problem. Therefore, it's not a problem if he's out of town. And Rebbe won't say, even if the yid's in town, but he went to his daughter, he was Messiah Das from spending Shabbos in his house, therefore he will not make an issue. Okay. Again, same author, third time in a row we have this. Amar Chaim Aguri of Amar Rav. Yeah, but that's if it's a benefit for that guy. That's if it's a benefit for that guy. Over here, you're saying it's not a detriment, but it's not a benefit. Maybe she would make it still. Again, that was over there. That was because the power of Zachar Lod Meshavim Fanav. You want to say, well, it would be a schus for this guy to help out the people of the Chatzar. Famous like Malam Meir, but it'll be at least a schus. Okay, interesting. So it's a good aura. I mean, again, I don't know if it's such an outright schus for him, right? I don't know if he was using it, that's a schus. If he's not there, Bechal, I don't know if he can say that's a schus. Anyway, so this is the third time in a row we have Rabbi Chama Gurya Amarav saying Allah Rabbi Shimon. Same question again that we see that we're saying Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, not like the Klal. Now, who argues on Rabbi Shimon of this Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda. Viter, Rabbi Yehuda arguing with him. Now, you may be bothered, it's not just Rabbi Yehuda. It's also Rabbi Yaisi. We have a four-way machlokes here. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon. And we spoke out in our klalim that we actually pasken like whom? When we have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi, we pasken like Rabbi Yaisi, and we use like the law of mathematics that if Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Meir and beats Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yaisi beats Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yaisi certainly beats Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. So it's interesting the marva here in questioning the klalim psak focuses again on Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon, that we're passing like Rabbi Shimon over Rabbi Yehuda, which is not like what we said before. Over here, we should focus on Rabbi Yaisi Lechara, because we're passing like him over Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. And the answer is Enochami. I mean, the Rishonim discussed this. Rishonim addressed this question. Maybe have a Muslim memory. He could have asked this, but the fact that the last three Gemaras we're asking from Machlokes and Rabbi Shimon that we should be passing like Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Shimon, and we don't. So this Gemara too, we're gonna make it a focus between Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon, even though Enochami, the same question, it's the same question really, would have been applicable. And the correct way to address the question is we should be passing based on Klal Pesach like Rabbi Yaisi. Okay, says the Gemara, who's arguing with Shimon over here? Rabbi Yehuda is one of the Barpalik. Just Bahamrit, Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Klal is Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Here we're not saying that. Again, the same answer. Well, my Kushi, what's the question? When it was said a clear Pesach of any Machlekes, that of course overrules, that wins. The Klal Pesach that we pass like which Tana across the board, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, that was said in case there's no Pesach given, and therefore again, we've deflected again the same question. Again, notice it's Rab Chama Bar Gurya Amarav giving all these psukim that will actually play a role later. That's all in the name of not so much Rab Chama Bar Gurya, more particularly that it's Rav. We'll see. Elam Hadatan. Let's bring a proof to our Misharshia that we don't go to this Klal Psak from the following Mishnah. We actually touched on this earlier in the Masechta. The Ani makes an Erev Raglav. Ani doesn't have food. He makes an Erev with his feet. He goes with his feet and lies to your Diak that we call it an Erev. We call an Erev still, even though he's going with his feet to be there in person. We don't say that's Makam Shvisa because he's there in person. He still has a house that's his Iker place. He still has a pantry full of food in his house. We still give it some sort of Shprach, some sort of Nusach of Erev. Okay, but Ani Ma'ar Raglav, Ani goes with his feet. And that makes his Makam Shvisa in this place where he wants to set up. And that gives an extended 2,000 Namas in that direction. Rameh Aymer, Anu Enlanu El Ani. We only have that Ani can use this. You use this option of making Erev with his feet. Rabbi Yudaimer, Echanai Vecharasher. So we have a Machlaikis. Is it only an Ani that can use this Erev of being there with his feet? Ironically enough, when it was saying now that Rameir holds, only an Ani could do it. An Asher has to bring food. An Asher without food doesn't make sense. That wouldn't be a Makam Shvisa. So Asher has to bring food. Rabbi Yudaimer says, no, Rabbi Yudaimer, Echanai Vecharasher, La'amar Marvin Pas, Elak Lalasher. On the contrary, Rabbi Yudaimer says, for everyone, going there Baraglayim works for everyone, for an Ani, and it works certainly for an Ani, it even works for an Asher. Going there Baraglayim is an option that creates a Shvisa because he's physically there, and therefore he doesn't even need to bring any food if he's there with his body. body, even for an usher. This that they said you let his pass was a kula for the usher, who has the ability to put food there. So we say pass usher, he shouldn't have to go out with his feet. So we have a fundamental machlokes. Rav Meir saying that for the ani ma'arav ragli works. For an usher, it's not considered good if he's there by his feet. Ironically enough, if he's there in person, it's not good because there's no food there. How's that called the makashvisa for an usher? Usher has to have food there, and Rav Meir says no. Everyone works ma'arav ragli was good enough. On the contrary, having food there was a leniency for the usher not to have to go there for ragli. That's the machlokes between whom? Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Now we know that we pass in between these two, the Klal Yapsak were, between Rav Meir and Yehuda, pass like Rav Yehuda. Now let's go further. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi taught L'Chiya Bar Rav, Kamei Rav, he taught L'Chiya Bar Rav in the presence of Rav, Echrani Vechad Ashir, Echrani, both a poor person and a rich person can use this method of Erev, meaning of going there Bar Aglav, like Rav Yehuda, in the presence of Rav, noticing a trend. It was Rav Chama Bar Grima Rav till now, who gave Psak not like our Klal. And now it's again Rav. Vamle Rav. Rav says, "Vamar le Rav, siyam banami halach Rav Yehuda." That Rav said over here. Actually, so this is here we're starting the riots that are not riots from the fact that we go connected to Klal Yapsak. This is going to be a riot that Rav is going to second. He's going to be affirm the Klal Yapsak. But the question is, why we have to do that? Let's see. Vamle Rav. Rav says, "Siyam banami." Say in this memory, add to it halach Rav Yehuda, which is what Rav Chiya Bar Ashi was teaching. Halach is like Rav Yehuda, meaning halach is like Rav Yehuda says that both the ani and the asher have the ability to make an erev by being their beraglayim. Now, if you say that we have a klal when you have mechlek Rav Yehuda or Meir, we always pass Rav Yehuda. Why would we need Rav to stress over here halacha or to stress halacha is like Rav Yehuda? The halacha always follows Rav Yehuda when we have a mechlek Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Tarti lamali v'am Rav Meir Rav Yehuda halacha Rav Yehuda. We just said in yesterday's daf Rav Meir Rav Yehuda halacha Rav Yehuda. Why would we need Rav to find it necessary to stress that we pass in this case like Rav Yehuda? Sounds like there isn't a general psak like Rav Yehuda, and therefore Rav had to pass it like that over here. Says the Gemara. Umaykusha Dilma Rav Leslie Lahani Klali. Maybe Rav does all these klalim. Yes, Akasha based on a psak of Rav, meaning Ramasharshia is trying to make a proof that we don't hold these klalim. And these klalim were stated by a different Amram. Rabbi Yechanan, I think Rabbi Zveik was involved. So we're successful bringing a proof that from the fact that Rav had to pass like Rabbi Yehuda in the specific case shows that we don't go with the klal that we pass Rabbi Yehuda over a mayor. The Mara says that's a riot. It's riot of Sharshia. Rav is the one that made the statement. One saying maybe Rav doesn't go like Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Taka doesn't hold the klal. But maybe it's not a riot that in general we don't hold this klal. What comes out interesting, this is why I was stressing before, that all the other riots also that we're bringing was Rav Chama Bar Guri, name of Rav, possibly not like the klal, it would fit very well. Now all of a sudden we have to say the answer before we were saying an answer that we have a klal whenever no clear psak is given. When a clear psak is given, you don't have to rely on the klal. Of course that supersedes the klal. But all three cases that we had earlier till now that a clear psak was given, who was the author of the psak? Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav. Now we're saying that Enachami Rav does all the klal anyway. So Hashta Laslachi, the Gemara did not spell this out, but I think it's a pashta svara. Hashta, once we got to this idea that Rav argues the klal anyway, so all three questions from before also fall by the wayside. We have another answer. We had an answer before, but another maybe perhaps even a more geshmak answer. You don't have to say that the klal psak only apply when there's no clear psak. No, those were Rav. Rav disagrees with the Klal Yapsak. But otherwise, the Klal Yapsak will still agree, will still work across the board. Okay, we're going to bring more riots now. Now we get to other places in Shas, out of Erevin. Elamei Hadita, nice little tour through different topics tomorrow. Yes?
Why do we have to jump to less Luhani Klali Rav? Maybe just say Rav was bavarning in case somebody else would come along and say maybe the Loch is like the other Mandama. And he was scared that that should happen.
So I guess the assumption is that since there's a klal psak, or Meir Yehuda, Lach Yehuda, either he should reference back to that klal, or not say anything. But giving a psak,
because Rav Yochanan is the one who says the klal.
Yeah, no. But what Elijah's asking is that why can it be just because there's a klal? The fact that someone reiterates a psak like the klal, we're taking it as a kasha. Tarti, who needs someone to say a psak like the klal? There's a klal already. And the fact that he's saying a psak like the klal must be the klal doesn't really exist. And if we need a psak in a case-by-case basis. That's the Gemara's riot. Ask Leiser, then what do you mean? Maybe Rav was concerned that in this case, people forgot. When this shiloh came up, people forgot about the klal.
Not so much you forgot about the klal. We just finished saying that sometimes you could pass in the other way. If you pass in the other way, you can.
Nah, that's fair, because then you almost diminish the whole purpose of the klal.
No, the purpose of the klal is when nobody set up sock.
So here too. Why would I think it's different? Right, you're going in a circle. The fact that you have to give the psak, right? That's the martina. The fact that you give the psak, right? That would be a reason to say that we don't have the klal. Okay. Elamatatanam, we have a rayna for the case in a Mishnah in the Gabe Mishnah in Yevamos. This din is really not just a yibim, it's yibim din also, but it's a jinn in general. Let's see. Hayavam le'tachlos v'tziyabim, as you shleish chadashim, a woman whose husband died and they had no children, so she now is zakuk to yibim to one of the brother-in-laws, one of the husband's brothers, or chalitza. She shouldn't do either yibim or chalitza until 3 months. The 3 months is, it takes 3 months for a pregnancy to become nicker, to become noticeable. So you want to make sure that she wasn't pregnant from the first husband. Furthermore, if you do Yibam, and then she has a child 8 months, seven months later, we don't know if it's a Ben Zion to this new husband, or a Ben Tess to the first husband. Therefore, by waiting 3 months, even now separated, that you know for sure who the Yichus, the child is, and Bechlau, whether she be every Nisr of Eish Ezach. Okay, this applies to the Mishnah itself, not just in Yibam, it applies to all women. They shouldn't do Erisin, or even a Suin. A Suin really is not, doesn't lend itself to bia. Nisuin is just I wouldn't call it an engagement because it's a marriage d'oraisa as opposed to our engagement, which is more like an agreement, but it's kind of like an engagement in that they weren't living together yet, and still you don't do it nisuin or even erisin until there's 3 months passed from the end of their...
The other way around, Yoni. Erisin is the engagement.
Yeah, that's what I thought I said. That's what I thought. Sorry. Yes. So Erisin, which is like engagement, I want to be clear. It's like engagement, but it's not. It's the closest thing that we have because you don't live together yet. But Erisin is 100% a marriage. They're married. She's Eishes-ish. But Erisin, engagement is not considered Eishes-ish. But the point is, they don't live together. Even though they live together, still we're makbid that shouldn't be done until 3 months has passed. Whether the girl from the first marriage was still a basula, which again, if she's still a basula, they're not concerned that she's pregnant, obviously. She's a basula, or certainly if she's a bula. Echad amanas vechrusha, whether she's a man or she's a grusha, whether she's a widow or a divorcee. Echad arusa vechnasuas, whether the first marriage had been arusa, also only arusa, or even, or certainly if it was nasua. In all cases, we wait 3 months. It's like a blanket rule. Always wait 3 months to be safe. Read Aymer? No. Nasuas yisarasu. A woman that was ready nasua, which means she may be pregnant for the first husband, she can go as far as doing erisin to the second husband because erisin is not going to lead to a pregnancy for the second husband. So if Moshe does erisin, and then we find her to give birth to a child, she can do erisin within the first 3 months, just not nasuin. And then if she has a child, anytime in the next 6 to 7 months, we know it's for the first husband. Arusas yinasu. That arusas, the woman that were only arusas in the first marriage, again, we assume they didn't have a relation with the husband, and if we nasu, therefore they can get married and do nasuin, because we're not concerned that there's any pregnancy for the first husband. Except for one case, chutz marusha Yehuda, famous, the arusa Yehuda, may shibi gaspa, in arusa in Yehuda, they would allow the chassid and kala, or the husband and wife, we should call it really, but even from erisin, to be miyachid, to spend time together, libi gaspa, they were very comfortable, very familiar, and it led to very often them having relations, even in the state of erisin, prior to nasuin. Again, this should not be compared to, we're not condoning this, we're not saying it was such an exciting idea, but it's definitely not the same as during engagement, because they are legally married. They're 100% married, they just didn't complete the marriage. They didn't do nisuin yet, but they are married. Okay, but in Yehuda there's a concern, but elsewhere, Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakh and says, you don't have to worry about arusas. They can, arusas that only did arusa can do nisuin right away, because for the first marriage, no pregnancy, or nisuas can go do arusin right away, because you're not going to become pregnant from the new arusin. Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, Kol Anashim, Rabbi says all nashim can, within 3 months of their marriage ending, can do erisin, except for amana. He comes down and amana cannot because of evil. Al tavelis period, she shouldn't be doing erisin right away. Till when? By the way, she knows that's not a reason to wait 90 days. It's a reason to wait at least 30 days. She has to wait at least 30 days. Al the avelis. Okay. Vamrinan, Reb Lazar. Rabbi Lazar didn't go to the Beis Medrash one day. He missed going to the yeshiva. Ashkelon of Asi, Rav Asi, who had been at the Beis Medrash, Amalei Rabbi Lazar said to him, "Maimar Beis Medrash, what did they say today in Beis Medrash? What did I miss?" Amalei, Hacham Rabbi Yechanan, Halach Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Halach Rabbi Yosi." Now we had Klal Yipsak was that when you have a Rabbi Yehuda, we said that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That was the klal. Says the Gemara, mechal dechidai polagla. We see that it was a yachin who argued on him. It was a yachin, meaning that the Tanakam over there was a yachin, not a rabbim. Says the Gemara. In the Mar is assuming that the Tanakama, again, we had Rabbi Yehuda in between, we had Rabbi Yosi at the end, and we didn't say clearly what the Tanakama was. What was it, a Rabbanan or is it a yachid? So it's saying now the Gemara is making an assumption that it was a yachid that argued on Rabbeisi, because with Pasuk Rabbeisi, isn't that an indication that it was not the Chachamim? It was only a yachid. The Gemara said yes, that's indeed the case. In Vatanya, this is not a kasha. This Vatanya is a proof. If a married woman was in the habit of going to her father's house in a different city, meaning she would leave her husband for long periods of time, where she was clearly in anger with her husband, they were estranged. And for 3 months, they were not on good terms. Well, the husband's old and sick, so we know he hasn't had relations in at least a few months. Or she was too sick to have relations at that time. Or she was barren, she herself was old, or she's too young to have children. Or we know she's island, she can't give birth. The husband was locked up in jail. Was she ready to miscarriage? After husband died, so she can't be pregnant again. She ready to miscarriage. Mayor says, in all these cases, it's a blanket rule. It's a lay plug. Even though there's no real suspicion that she may still be pregnant for the first husband, we still have to wait 3 months. That's where Mayor fits like to be the Tanakama of the Mishnah we just quoted before. That's Mayor is the one that's saying, of course, the board, we're being machmir. We just make a comment, almost like a lay plug. You always have to wait 3 months. Rabbi says, no. Those cases there's no concern, you can get married right away. Rabbi Yossi's matter to do erison, in this case, and even a suin. Before Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah we quoted says only erison, because there were scenarios where there is possibility that she was pregnant for the first husband. So he's still allowed even erison, because erison's okay, you're not going to get pregnant for the second husband. In these cases where she's certainly not pregnant for the first husband, Rabbi Yossi allows even nisuin. So we see that the author of the Tanakhama in the Mishnah is really Rabbi Meir. So it's Rabbi Meir arguing against Rabbi Yehuda and against Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Now, Lamali, why did Rabbi Yechon have to say explicit psak? They pass like Rabbi Yossi, va'amit Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, lech Rabbi Yossi. We spoke out earlier. We spoke out in the Klalim. Rabbi Yechon was the author of these Klalim. He said, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halach Rabbi Yossi. Why do you have to speak out again over here at halach is like Rabbi Yossi? It should be part of the general klal, the general rule. So it's a raya, this is a stark raya, for the fact that Rabbi Yechon himself is reiterating a psak within the klal, must be the klal doesn't really exist, the klal wasn't really enduring, and therefore you have to speak out a separate psak in each case. Says Gemara, my kushi, what's your raya? Dimla fukim of Nachman of Shmuel. Maybe come to the sufer of Nachman of Shmuel, the Amar halachah k'ra meir b'ni gzeresav. Where Nachman of Shmuel is as a member, halachah is like a meir by his gzeres. When a meir makes gzeres, that's a discussion, what type of gzeres we're talking about. Rashi of Yesim to say that Rav Nachman gzeresav refers to his chumris in general. Rashi elsewhere says his chumris by drabbanans, by gzeres drabbanans. Either way, the halacha is like a meir when it makes gzeres, since we have such a klal, so we have conflicting klalos over here. We have a klal, halacha is like a meir by gzeresav. We talk out a klal, we knew we had a klal. Halacha is like a b'yesi over a meir, also over b'yuda. But halacha is like a b'yesi over a meir. You're right, we have that klal. But since there's a conflicting klal over here, the halacha is like a meir by gzeresav, Rabbi Yechon had to reiterate that over here, pass like a b'yesi, the klal that the halacha is like a b'yesi over a meir overrides the klal that pass like a meir by gzeresav, and therefore it's not considered extra. We needed to have a specific psak over here. If you remember, when we started today, actually, we reiterated one of the discussions from yesterday, which was that when we have this was related to the halakha divrei makob erev. That's where we spoke it out. But when we have a klal, halakha divrei makob erev, we said, what happens when that abuts another klal? What happens when the two klalas come into friction with each other? What do we do over there? So here, we're clearly saying, over here, Rabbi Yechon had to issue a psak because we had two klalim that were coming against each other. The klal of halakha divrei makob erev versus the klal of halakha divrei makob erev over mer, and he's siding with the fact that he got Rabbeisi, but he had to speak it out, still not a raya to Misharshia, that the klalim aren't enduring, that these klalim didn't last. The Gemara is going to still be more raya, but quickly, just a few points on these Gemaras, on Afchana. So first of all, what is the source of this idea of Afchana? It's actually Machlekes over there, Yivam is Shmuel and Rava. Shmuel brings a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lies l'chale l'kim, ul'zarecha achrecha. So we darsh from that Pasuk, that when is the Kadosh Baruch Hu amongst us, when is the Shechin Asher amongst us? When we know Zarecha Acharecha, when we know who the parents of the children are, when we have proper lineage, proper Yichas. When we know proper Yichas, it takes away the ability, we lose the Shechina from being Shaira. Rava says, it's a more practical idea, that if you have not clarity, not 100% clear, who the, or if we think the child, let's say the child of the second husband, and it's really a child of the first husband, a half siblings, obviously it wouldn't be full siblings, but half siblings may end up marrying each other, because they may think they're not related, not realizing that this brother is at least a half brother, and therefore, they may come to, right, if the first husband had child from a different wife, that child from a different wife may go and marry this child that this woman had, the second wife had from her new husband, and they really have siblings because this wasn't from the new husband, the child was from the first husband, they have siblings, it could lead to a problem of siblings marrying each other, therefore we need to have avchana. That is Rava's explanation. So Ravaz brings from Rambam, who wants to say that according to Shmuel, it seems to be a din d'oraisa, whereas according to Rav, it's a din d'rabbanan, this is a din of avchana. According to Shmuel, it's a din d'oraisa that we bring based on a pasuk, it would seem to be biblical, whereas according to Rav, it would be a gezera. Gzeira is typically, it sounds more rabbinical. However, Advaz himself is late, he says, no, even according to Shmuel, you already brought a pasuk, but the pasuk is more of an asmachta. It's an asmachta, it's the idea of having kedusha, having shechina shayra, but not that it's an actual deraisa dikadin, not that it's a deraisa dikadin of what do you call it? Of Avchana. Okay. Now, Kivayger asks a separate question. When we talk about Avchana, we keep focusing on 3 months. Why? Because 3 months is how long it takes for the child to become Nicker. We know we have a cloud. This dim plays out in many different scenarios. The reason why we have to say Shleishes Yimei Hagbala 3 days before Shavuos. Some people are not to have this if they take a leading role in Rosh Hashanah, in the davening, if they're Baal Tekeah, Baal Tefillah, and the like. Some people are mock, but also 3 days not to have relations. There's a concept of 3 days of refraining, and the idea really comes from, what it relates to at least on the woman's side, to a concept called Paleta Shechva Zera. For up to 3 days, the woman, if the Zera comes out of her body, she's Tamei. She remains, she's Tamei again, like a woman who has relations, she's Tamei, like a Tumas Keri, like the husband himself is Tamei Tumas Keri. So the Isha, up to 3 days, she's Tamei, because the Shechva Zera may come out of her body, and the point is, it may come out after 3 days too, but only after 3 days seemingly is it potent. It's only potent up to 3 days, and therefore it gives off a din of Paleta Shechva Zera. More than that, it won't have a din of Tumma. So the idea is that the Shechva Zera can take hold, a woman can become pregnant for up to 3 days. If that's the case, Ishkevegar, it shouldn't be 3 months, it should be 3 months and 3 days. Just practically speaking, you're right, it's very unlikely that punk, that last day, and everything has to be the last. They had a tashmish, the last day right before the guy died or got divorced, and it took 3 days for the conception to take hold. Maybe that's the answer, but it definitely seems unlikely, but it's a possibility. Once being considered possibilities, why not do it all the way and say 3 months and 3 days? Okay. What about a case where someone's separated? They're not divorced, but they're separated. Do they have to then go away? Does she have to wait another 3 months after or not? So our mission wants to bring that the Lashon HaGemara says, Kas and Bala. When she's Kas, we said, in strange with the husband, she still has to wait 3 months. But that's the Lashon HaGemara of HaGemara. The Gemara is elsewhere in the same exact line says, Kas Bebase Bala. She was cause angry, so to speak, with the husband, but base bala in the house of the husband. Sounds like, Rashi wants to say, there would be a deek for the other Gemaras, that when she's, but base bala dafka, then even though there's anger there, she's still living in the same house as the husband, you never know what happened, and therefore you have to wait 3 months. But if she be cause, not be base bala, if it would be estranged and not in the same house, then they were separated, then there would not be a din of 3 months, perhaps. That was a deek Rashi finds in Zatzal wanted to make, but of course the deek is deflected. Why? Because in the very same brisa, when a mayor says, lay plug, what does the mayor say? Even if the husband was in jail. He brings the case that even if it was based on Sire, husband was in jail. He was clearly in a different place. One of the cases we brought was she went to go visit her father in a different city. We have cases where they're physically distanced, they're completely separated, and still we're concerned, and therefore we can't say there's any difference, we can't rely on the fact that, on the diak of the Lashonis, that she's caused based bala. We have to say that as long as they were married, you know, even if they were separated, physically separated, there still would, yes, be a din of havchana. Okay, let's go a little further. The Mar wants to bring further rise. Elamat Tanya. Mishar being rise that we don't go to Misharsha, that we don't go with these Kalei Apsak that we said in yesterday's daf. Elamat Tanya. Let's bring a raya for the following brisa. Halchan the Yerid Shalachim, you let it go back down to the fear of the Goyim, which usually would be a problem of buying stuff on their days of their holidays, right? It's one of the issues in the Sugis over there in Avodah Zarah. But you're allowed to do that, you know, in order to do what? You can buy for them animals, slaves, female slaves, houses, fields, vineyards, and you can even write up the shtoris on the records in their courts. Why? Because he's saving it from their hands. He's saving it. It was a way to protect. You're writing up the judgments in their courts on these days of their holiday. You're allowed to do it still, because otherwise the guy is going to, if you don't have these proper shtoris, the guy's just going to strong arm and take it out of his hands, and therefore the only way to protect him, to maintain ownership, is to write up these shtaris. And furthermore, if he's a kayin, he can actually be metam mechutz la'aretz. that chutzaris is tummy midrabanan. We say it's considered tummy for kahanim because we don't know that maybe people buried everywhere in chutzaris weren't some akbin. So a kohen could be over on the tum midrabanan to go and protect his right to fight against the goyim in a court, let's say out of Israel on a possession to sue the goyim for possession that they want to take away from him. You're doing all this in order to buy as much property and as much land in Eretz Yisrael away from the Goyim. So you let it go and be over on these things that normally we these rabbinic things that we want him to do in order to protect his ownership. Just like the Kohen can mitam chutzlars, he can mitam even a basic kvaras. In fact, Gemara basic kvaras says it's deraisa. Basic kvaras hakadai Kohen go and mitam a basic kvaras. That will be an is deraisa. How could that be? Answer the Gemara. Tumah deraisi. Answer the Gemara. El basic process. But we have this in the Masechta. Basic process is a field that had a caver in it that got plowed over. Suffolk if even the bones were too low in the ground and therefore it didn't even get plowed over the bones itself, or if it got plowed over, it's been trampled on enough that maybe it no longer is there any tumah there. It's only the tumah derabanan. So over there, we say the kohen we're relaxing that derabanan in order for the kohen to go defend his property. What else can he do? Metam elisa ishi is allowed to go metama and by going to chutzlaretz to marry a woman. These are the two reasons why a person is allowed to go chutzlaretz in general. So a kohen also is allowed to go to chutzlaretz even though he's being putting himself in a tumah derabanan to marry a woman and to learn Torah. Amar b'huda emesai is bachei maitzi lomayin. When do we say this? Only when he doesn't have a rebbe to learn with in Eretz Yisrael. Maitzi lomayin leitam. If he can find a teacher in Eretz Yisrael where he currently is, he has no right to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Beis yemer. Afas bachei maitzi lomayin nami yitma. Even if there is episode rebbe there, he still can go out to become tummy in chutzlars tumah derabanan. The kain can go out lefi tapam beis big yisai lefi she'ein mekanakol zeichad lomayin, because the person is not zeichad to learn from every rebbe, meaning certain rabbeim appeal more, their teaching resonates more with different talmidim, and therefore, just because there is a rebbe here, doesn't mean it's the rebbe for him, and therefore he's allowed to go out. From Rabbi Yasi, by specific kind of story, Rabbi Yasi brings a raya. There's a story from Yosef Hakayan. Shalach Yisrael Rabbi Tzidon Lomatari went to his rebbe in Sidon to go learn Torah. There were other people that were available in Eretz Yisrael teach him Torah, yet he went to Sidon. He went out to go find the Rebbe. So you see, your Rebbe tells you, for the specific Rebbe alone, you're allowed to go out. Vam Rabbi Yechon, here's the Raya. Halach Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yechon Paskins. Halach Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yechon is one that gave us the clothes back in Rabbi Yasi. Yesterday's Af. Amen Vam Beis, the clothes. That Rav Yehuda Rav Meir. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yasi. Halach Rabbi Yasi. Halach Rabbi Yasi. Over Rabbi Yehuda and over Meir. Lamali. Why does Rabbi Yechon have to say over here again? Psak is like Rabbi Yasi. Ha'amrit Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir. Halach Rabbi Yasi. You already Paskin. Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir. Halach Rabbi Yasi. You already had that klal. Elamai is a riot of Mishar. She said that the klal didn't stick. The klal, the klal psak that we said yes didn't stick. And then for Rabbi Yechon to speak out the psak over here. Amr Abai Abai said, that's your proof. Itzrich, no, we need it over here. Sakhita Chamina. Hani Mili Masnisan. Abba Brysa Emelay. Maybe Tafka by a Mishnah we say such a thing. By a Brysa, we don't say this last memory that we quoted is a Brysa. Maybe Tafka in the Kalei Psak that we gave were for Mishnayas. Maybe for Brysa didn't apply. Abba Masisa Emelay. And therefore, Bechon had to spell out that this Alachas like Rabbeisi by Brisa as well. Kamash Mulan, the Alachas like Rabbeisi as well. And therefore, again, we deflected the it must be like the sixth or seventh attempt that we tried to bring a raya to a source for Misharsha that this Klali Psak didn't stick. Again, we're saying it did stick, but the reason why we have to reiterate a Psak for a Meicharon that we passed like Rabbeisi is because there's a Brisa, not the Mishnah. Okay, so we're stuck with at a proof to Misharsha's contention that we don't go like the Klali Psak that we said on Amid Beis, Amid Vav Amid Beis, Alachi Kamar. So rather, what's the source of Rav Mishashi's statement? Hani klali lav divrei hakol ninu. Rav Mishashi's statement wasn't that these klali psak are for sure are not halach lemaisa for sure. Rather, they're not universal. Meaning, not everyone agrees. Like we had earlier in the daf today, the Rav less lani klali. We already pointed out Rav doesn't hold these klalim. Rav clearly argues on the he has examples where he argues on these klalim. We quoted it earlier in this row of rayas. The first three, four rayas they brought were all we had rayas that Rav disagrees. So that's what Mishashi was saying. Not everyone agrees. Shabechan's klal. Rechis klal could be stuck, Lemaisa, could be it's a psak, and those who follow him go that way. But there's another school of thought named Rav who doesn't necessarily agree to these malachim. Okay. New Gemara goes fairly quickly. Amar Vida Meshmul, New Shaila. We discussed a machlekes or Bechem Binuri and their button when a person falls asleep outside of the chuppah before Shabbos. Does he get 2,000 amas every direction, or he gets only dalan amas because he wasn't kainamak mishvisa? We connected that to machlekes or Bechem Binuri and their button, whether cheftze hefker, whether chafetz that are hefker, they're ownerless, whether they get 2,000 amas Shvisa, the kind of shvisa, and they have 2,000 amah tchum automatically in every direction. That's Rebbechan Murishita, just like the person gets the tchum automatically. So too the chefse hefker gets the tchum automatically. That was the connection that were made 2 blad ago. Whereas the rabbanon said no. The rabbanon said no. The chefse hefker do not get any tchum. They have their dalan amis beetsim unless someone picks up and is kind of them. Then it gets the tchum of the person that's kind of it. That's the rabbanon shita. So now we're gonna ask a shaila related to that. Says the marmar Rishu Mishmul. Rishu Mishmul says a statement. Chefse nachmi ain't kind of shvisa. So he makes a statement that the chafetz and the belong to nachmi, belongings of a nachmi, has no Shvisa is not kind of Shvisa Shabbos, and therefore there's no limitation of moving it beyond a 2,000 amah scope, because it gets no, it's not restricted to any 2,000 amah limit. Lama. Now, who is he saying the statement? Rida Mishmuel, in which opinion, Rabban or Rabbi Yechon Nuri? Either Rabban or Rabban Pshit. That's Pashit. Hashe Chafse Hefke Lastly Bailim Ain Kan Shvisa Chafse Hefke, which belong to no one. They don't get restricted to 2,000 amahs. And if a person picks it up, has a license to go 4,000 amahs in one direction, he can take it with them, as we just pointed out, because Chafse Hefke do not have Din Shvisa. They get no din tchum of 2,000 amas. So ma the chefse hefker have that din chefse nachmi, where the nachmi is the owner and the guy himself has no restriction. For sure, the chefse doesn't have restriction. Hash chefse hefker less to bailim in kinyan shvisa, doesn't get a kinyan shvisa. Chefse nachmi dis to bailim shav a bailim, and the bailim are not restricted by these laws of tchum. So certainly those chefse will not be restricted by the laws. Ela libe der Rabbi Yechon Nuri. It must be Shmuel's memory. Rabbi Yechon Nuri was saying in the name of Rabbi Yechon Nuri, meaning Rabbi Yechon Nuri had said that chefse hefker do get a limit of 2,000 amas from where they are, and they don't go based on whoever picks it up. It gets limited to based on where they are. The Kamash Milan, Amid Shah Rabbi Yechon Nuri, Kainim Shvisa, Hanimi Chefse Hefker, less the Bailim. Chefse Hefker have no Bailim, gets its own 2,000 Amas, and therefore it has a restriction. Av Chefse Anachri, just the Bailim Lai, Chefse Anachri, which have a Bailim, and the Bailim themselves don't have restriction, therefore the Chefse Anachri also will not have restriction. Meisve. So we're going into Rechon Nuri, that's how the Gemara ultimately explains the memory of the Mishmul. Ask Gemara Kash, and not so fast. Meisve, Rabbi Shem Ben Elazar, Eimer, Hashel Klim, Anachri Biamtiv, one borrows a Klim from a Nachri on Yamtiv, Chena Mashaloi, Lenachri Ben Miklim, Yamtiv, or he lends a Klim to Nachri on Yamtiv, Vechzila Biamtiv, and the Klim is returned to the Yid on Yamtiv, Vakalim Vaitzeris, or Kalim that place in storage, they were left like almost like Hefker, Sheshav Subsecha Tchum. In all these cases, if they were within the Tchum, when Shabbat started, Yeshlo Paim Amachal Ruach, they get 2,000 Amas in every direction. Vinachri Shevele Pais Mechus Tchum, but if Nachri brings payers to him from outside the Tchum, Hareza Leia Zizim Mekayimim, that you can't move from its place, that's restricted to his Dan Amas, it's out of the Tchum, that you can't move from its place. Now, Yamar Bishlama, if you say that Kasav Rabbi Yechonon Chafse Nachri Kainan Shvisa, if you say that even by Nachri there is an idea that gets 2,000 Amah limit, then who could be the author of this most recent Brisa? Haman, who's the author of the Brisa we just quoted? Rechon Venuri. Rechon Venuri is the author, and that's why when the payers came from Chutzatchum, it had a limit, and therefore you can't move it anymore. Eliam Kasav Rabbi Yechonon Venuri, even if even Rabbi Yechonon Venuri agrees that Chafse Nachri ain't Kainan Shvisa, and of course, our bottom we say Kolchkain, that if Mandach Chafse Hefker don't have Shvisa, Chafse Nachri for sure don't have Shvisa, so Haman, who's the author of this most recent Brisa, Rabbi Yechonon Venuri, Rabbi Yechonon, no one could be the author who holds that these Chafetzim of the Goyim have a boundary, these papers that the guy brought in has a boundary. It won't be signed like a Rechon Nuri, nor will be like the Rabbanan. Samar says you're right. Rechon Nuri holds that Chefse Anachri do get Shvisa. So this member of Shmuel was not going to Rechon Nuri. Rechon Nuri says just like Hef gets Shvisa, so too Chefse, just like Chefse Hefker, so too Chefse Anachri, and the price goes like Rabbi Yechonon Ben Nuri. Ushmuel, Meshul's member that he said that Chefse Anachri do not have Shvisa is going like the Rabbanan. I guess what's the Chiddush? Shmuel Damak Rabbanan, Dukam Rabbanan, Pshid, I guess, Kot Rabbanan, it's Pashin. What is the Chiddush? Mao the Tame, I would have thought, Gezer, Bailam, Denachri, Dabam, the Israel. Maybe make a Gezer in a case where the Bam is a guy that it should have Shvisa up to a case where the Bam is Israel. When it's Hefker, there's no Gezer because you're not going to mix up anything, it's Hefker. But something which belongs to a guy, maybe I confuse it with something belonging to a Yid. And when it belongs to a Yid, it certainly does have 2,000 Amas, has a restriction of the, like the Bailam. And therefore, maybe by guy also, we should be Gezer and treat it as if it has some sort of restriction. Kamash Milan, we don't make a Gezer. And that's all Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel, that we don't make a Gezer, but they're abundant, and we say that Chefse Nachri don't have a Makam Shvisa or Chiva. Other than Rabbi Chefse Nachri, Kainish Visa. Indeed, the Chavetz of Nachri are Kainish Visa. Gezeru, we talk make a Gezeru. The Nachri, Atu, Bailam, Bisrael. We make a Gezeru, Bailam, the Nachri, sorry, Atu, Bailam, Bisrael. Make a Gezeru, a case where the Gezer Bailam, Atu, Bailam, Bisrael. Marvin's a story. Hanu, Dichri, Hani Dichri, to also Marvarta. There were these rams that came to the city of Marvarta on Yom Tiv. They were owned by Goyim, and they brought them in for out of the Tchum. Sharu the Rav Lameim Chuz Lameim. Rav permitted them to buy from these rams a Yantav for the needs of Yantav. You know, they let to buy in a way, if that's mutter, to buy Yantav for the needs of Yantav, it's mutter, even though it was beyond the Tchum. Rav allowed it. I'm like, Rav, my daitech. Tabar Vidim Shmuel, Chefti Nachayin Kanish Visa. You go like Vidim Shmuel, who says the Chefti Nachayin Kanish Visa, Vashmuel Barbechan Allah Kram Yechanan. But we have Rav Chiba Avanam Barbechanan saying that you cannot buy it, and we know we have a Klaus Shmuel Barbechan Allah Kram Yechanan. Vamar Chiba Avanam Barbechanan, which is quote it again. According to Rabbi Yechon, you do make a gzeira of gzeira by Balaam the Nachri atu Balaam the Yisrael. So why are you being make like Shmuel when we know we have a mechalikas Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel pass like Rabbi Yechon? Hada Marava, let the binu lemevrachta, let them be sold only to the people of Mavrachta, meaning even though they're outside the Tchum and they should be restricted to four Amos. So Rav said, let's be lenient, let the people of Mavrachta, let the whole city be considered like four Amos, to Kulam Mavrachta Ledu, let the entire city of Mavrachta be considered Dalamas, but that's it. Anyone who's out of further from that area, not part of the city, can't buy it. So he limited the his allowance of letting them buy it because of the Psak going like a Bechanan. The Gemara now gets the new Shaila of a Tchum between two places. We'll leave that for after Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.